It's happening, readers. We have heard that you want paperbacks from our tailored book recommendation service called TBR. And I'm delighted to let you know that we're going to be in sync with your request. That's right. We're bringing paperbacks. Whether you hate carrying around bulky hardcovers, you're on a budget, you want a wider range of recommendations, or all of the above, now you can get a paperback subscription from TBR curated just for you by one of our bibliologists. Get all the details at mytbr.co. That's mytbr.co. We're bringing paperbacks.
You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Patricia Elsie Tuttle, and let's read some books before we go and buy some more books. Before we buy more books. Just kidding. Always buy more books. This is episode number 247 and a half, and today I'm going to talk about a couple great backlist titles that I'm super excited about. They are absolutely more picks by Black authors for Black History Month, but they're definitely different from the ones I shared during my last episode. Before I get to my backlist book picks, let's hear from today's sponsor.
It's happening, readers. We have heard that you want paperbacks from our tailored book recommendation service called TBR. And I'm delighted to let you know that we're going to be in sync with your request. That's right. We're bringing paperbacks. Whether you hate carrying around bulky hardcovers, you're on a budget, you want a wider range of recommendations, or all of the above, now you can get a paperback subscription from TBR curated just for you by one of our bibliologists. Get all the details at mytbr.co. That's mytbr.co. We're bringing paperbacks.
For today's picks, I've once again chosen something a bit heavy and something not as heavy. My first pick is Thick and Other Essays by Tressie McMillan Cottom. Tressie McMillan Cottom is a sociology professor, a National Book Award finalist, and half of the Here to Slay podcast, the other half being Roxane Gay. She publishes and lectures globally on inequality, higher education, technology, and culture. Thick and Other Essays is a collection primarily focused on the intersections of racism and sexism when one is a Black woman. McMillan Cottom talks about Black girlhood, being a Black woman in academia, and so much more. One of the particularly powerful essays is titled In the Name of Beauty, where the author talks about the reactions she received from other Black women when she referred to herself as ugly. She goes on to talk about beauty, the white gaze, the idea of desirability, and how colorism plays into beauty standards, and more. It can be such an eye-opening essay for readers who don't often read or consume Black feminist literature and thought. One of the more difficult essays is titled Dying to be Competent. In the United States, Black women are 3 to 4 more times likely to experience pregnancy-related death than white women. Death of the pregnant woman, not just complications. This is in the United States. This essay is McMillan Cottom going into detail about her own experience of being pregnant, receiving awful healthcare even though she had the good insurance and was going to the good OBGYN on the good side of town, and the subsequent loss of the pregnancy because of it. It is both heartbreaking and terrifying. In Thick, the author addresses so many other familiar and relevant cultural touch points as well, such as Black people having the police called on us for merely existing. This includes, but is not limited to, the Starbucks incident and the incident in my town where Black people were having a cookout in a public area by the lake where people often have cookouts. The essays in this book tackle serious subjects with thought and nuance with a side of humor and sarcasm. Thick by Tressie McMillan Cottom is definitely a book I recommend including on your TBR to widen your scope of knowledge. My next pick is a comic, Black Panther: World of Wakanda, written by Roxane Gay, consulted by Ta-Nehisi Coates, illustrated by Aletha E. Martinez and Roberto Poggi, color artist Rochelle Rosenberg. I want to start off with, while this comic is related to the Ta-Nehisi Coates storylines of the Black Panther comics, it can be read on its own. Also, I know that the Coates Black Panther was hard to really get into for some readers, especially those who are new to comics, and World of Wakanda has a different feel and a bit of a different entry point, so I wouldn't necessarily compare the two. I realize that some listeners may be completely unfamiliar with the Black Panther, so I want to give a quick overview of things to know. One is Wakanda is a fictional country in Africa and the most technologically advanced country in the world. King T'Challa, the ruler of Wakanda, is also the hero of the Black Panther. He has a sister, Queen Shuri, and the queen mother is Ramonda. The King's Guard are called the Dora Milaje, extremely skilled women warriors from all over Wakanda. In the comics, the Dora Milaje are also the only women that the King of Wakanda can eventually choose to marry. World of Wakanda is, at its heart, it's a love story. It's about the forbidden love between two queer women of the Dora Milaje and the love between the Dora Milaje and Wakanda. The story opens with a welcoming of new Dora Milaje recruits slash trainees to Upanga, which is the training center for the Dora Milaje. We immediately meet the people in charge, who are Mistress Zola and Captain Aneka. Immediately on page 2, one of the new recruits, Ayo, shows herself to be a smart aleck, and Captain Aneka puts her in her place. The sexual tension between these two practically sets the pages on fire, and they are the focus for most of the book. Ayo, who actually appears in the movie, Ayo knows what she wants and will stop at nothing. Aneka holds herself back as much as she can, spoiler, it's not much, and because their love is forbidden, as they are all potentially a wife for King T'Challa, she is torn and tormented, and that's really evident in most of the scenes with her. We also meet a Dora Milaje recruit named Folami, who seems to be a good little spy, though not as strong or a good fighter as the rest of them. She has ambition and anger in large amounts, which becomes more evident over the story arc. Meanwhile, King T'Challa is making some seemingly bonehead decisions, and the Dora Milaje decide that they can no longer support him and Wakanda because the decisions he is making seem to be the opposite of what Wakanda needs. The Dora Milaje choose Wakanda and leave T'Challa, the Black Panther, to do whatever the heck it is he's going to do. This story is full of so much passion and rage, and it is so satisfyingly intense. The end of the book ties things into the larger Black Panther story and comics, which you can decide to continue with or not. So I highly recommend The World of Wakanda Trade by Roxane Gay. And today I have a dealer's choice for you. I just picked up a copy of How to Cocktail, Recipes and Techniques for Building the Best Drinks by America's Test Kitchen. First of all, I have a minor obsession with America's Test Kitchen. If you're unfamiliar, they test dozens upon dozens of recipes for a single thing, and then they create the perfect recipe and technique for that particular thing. My wife and I have their bread book, and I used it for my cornbread for New Year's, and it was textbook perfect. I almost cried. Anyway, fun Patricia fact, many years ago, I went to bartending school, and I love mixing drinks, and I was super curious about this America's Test Kitchen book that came out last October. I've read through some of it, and it's fantastic. What a lot of cocktail books don't teach you is technique, when to shake versus stir, and how to layer the ingredients, and all of those things are really, really important in mixing a good drink, and I'm glad this book, How to Cocktail, makes all of these things accessible. So that's it for me this week, book lovers. Thank you so much to our sponsor. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of All the Books and you want to show us some love, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers find us. If you want to talk about books or nerdy stuff or check in on my shenanigans, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TheInfophile, as in the lover of information. In the meantime, have a great weekend, drink some water, and happy reading.